We are up to Daf Yud Ches Amid Aleph. Okay, it's very late. Freidi Gemara, why does the Mishnah discuss a case of the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yeshua is murder. If I walk over to a guy and say, this property belonged to your father, but I bought it from him, he's believed, and we explained already why we talk about his father to teach you the din. But this, in the sefer where it says, but there were eidim that belonged to his father, he is no longer believed, he no longer has a migui, and the chiddush was that even though he had three chazaka, two by the father, one by the son, it's no good. Freddy Gemara, why? Talk about property, talk about money. The least in one, we learn why did Rabbi Yeshua, but im lechaveri, you say to your friend, mona lavisi, I borrowed $100 mimcha from you. The poraitiv lecha, and I pay you back. So lechidush, he's believed. Pesha asa, pesha iti. You didn't ask me for the money, I volunteered the information, but I told you I paid you back. So the Gemara, because then there wouldn't be the contrast of the Sefer. What does the Sefer say? That if they were Edim that you owed the money, then you no longer have a Migu. But that's not true. The Din is Amava Be'edim, Ain Tzarech Lefoyda Be'edim. I am believed to say Paraiti. I am believed to say Mekayf. Yeah, Nemma Mishun, the Kabbalah, Mr. Sefer. Sorry, because since we want to... No, the Din is your potter. If you don't trust me, you should have made a star. That's even though it's a Machlech, but that's Halach. The that he borrowed from him, I paid you back. And you name the mission. I want to say he's not bleak, no longer as me good. But when it comes to money, we have a rule. If you lend money, your friend, you have to bring back the Edim. So there would be no safer. Okay, Freddy Gemara, I have another example. Let's talk about money, and let's talk about a case where if he made up the whole thing, he did. But the Eidim is chayv. The following case, the least name, Moide Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua is Moide. But the Chavet has a friend, Monele, Avi Biyadi, I owe your father, $100, your father, but me, I owe him $100. The Chalti, Prav, I paid it back already half, which is known as a Moide Mixes. Normally, Moide Mixes has to swear on the balance, but over here, I could have said nothing. So therefore, I'm believed. That's a big Chiddush. Shuneman, you know why the Mishnah say that? Because the Liba the man. It's Taka, it's a Machlek, it's a Belezim, and Yaakov, and Chachamim, and this would fit neither either one. What's the Maisa? Because I, Liba Rabban, Rabbanan say that even if you ask me for that, if this guy says, you owe my father, not you owe me $100, that's a standard case of Moed Mixes. You owe my father $100. Now, when it comes to my father, when it comes to Moed Mixes, we'll soon see the Gemara that why Taka am I not believed? If I'm a liar, I could deny the whole thing because I don't have the chutzpah. You did me a favor. You know the truth. You lent me the money. How can I have the chutzpah to lie? So I really am a liar. I have no migi because I don't have the chutzpah to save the whole life. So therefore, we say by Moed Mixes, you have to pay. But when you come over to me and say, you owe my father money, there I have no chutzpah. I have no qualms in saying Baba Mises because your father's dead. I'm talking to you. You don't know what's going on. I have no problem, no ease in lying to you. So the Chachamim say that even if you were to ask me for the money and I say paid you half, I'm a good guy and I have a migui. I don't have to pay anymore. There's no money to mix this here. So why would the Mishnah talk about a case where you didn't ask me? Take a bigger chiddush. Even if you did ask me for money. So even if you would have asked me, I'm a good guy. I'm a Meshav Aveda. I have a good migui and I'm pot. And I, Liba Rab Lezman Yaakov, if it's a Rab Lezman Yaakov, he holds that even if you didn't ask me for money, I volunteered it, and I said I owed your father $100, but I paid him $50. I do have to swear in the balance. We need a shavua, so the mission wouldn't work according to either one. What's the mice? Sometimes you come along and make a concession, and you have to pay if you made a part of it. Kate, so what's the case? Your father owes $100, but chalti pras, I paid him half. The din is you have to swear. He's saying tainus atzma. It sounds like you came forward and you admitted the whole thing from the start. You have to swear. This is the classical case where you swear on your own confessions. So Steve Cliff made that because Yaakov holds that even I'm the one who initiated the whole thing. Still have to swear on the balance. So our Mishnah couldn't be talking about such a case where I walked over and offered because then the Mishnah should have said even if he was asked because it makes no difference. Whether you hold Chacham or Ben Yaakov, Chacham say, "Ain ele kemeshav abeit v'pater." Chacham say, "No, I'm a good guy. Since it's all about your father, I have the chutzpah to deny it. And if I admit to part of it, I'm a nice guy. And believe me, and I'm pater from swearing." Says the Gemara, "I don't understand. You're telling you understood. Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov says, if I come forward and I'm moida, I still have to swear. But Lochayda, doesn't he believe in the concept of meshav aveda? Or the way Taisa learned, doesn't he believe in the concept of migui? Or the way Rashi learned, the Gemara and Gittin said, there's a special takana. If I find an object and I give it back to you, you can't say, hey, but it was more money in the wallet. Swear." And because otherwise people will stop giving. Exactly. So make a special takana called Hashavas Aveda, you don't swear. Anyway, so Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov, Leslie doesn't believe in Meshav Aveda Potter. Of course, everyone believes in that. Amarav, you're right. When it says Hitainas Atzma, it doesn't mean that I came forward on my own. It means that the heir who's asking me for the money is a cotton. And a cotton's taina is like non-existent. Amarav, betoyin a cotton. That a kid was asking for the money. But a kid is like, he doesn't exist. It's like non-existent. You don't swear. So it can't be the blessing of Yaakov saying the kid came and asked for the money. You have to swear in the balance. The kid doesn't count. And what answers on my cotton godl. He's talking about it was a godl taco who asked you for money. But regarding the fears of his father, what does he know? He's like a cotton. My cotton like cotton. I mean, love your cotton. So in other words, the reason that Blesim and Yaakov would be made that if you came forward and made up the whole thing, I'll be potter. Here's talking about where the guy came, the Yosem came and demanded the money, and he's a godl. But I had the chutzpah, and like I said, I only owe you a half. So the machlekes, the blessing of Yaakov Chachamim is whether I would have the chutzpah to deny the whole thing or not. And do I have a migui or don't have a migui? According to Chachamim, I have a migui. I could have denied the whole thing because I'm not worried. I don't have no problem having chutzpah to deny to you. It's your father's money, not yours. So I have no problem. So therefore, it's a migui. I'm Eshav Avedin. I'm potter swearing the rest. And according to the blessing of Yaakov, you don't have the chutzpah to lie to the son either. And therefore, you're potter. Now, if you have to swear.
Because he finds the father had a note there that I'll lend so-and-so some money. He's got a note there.
Oh, this is a star. It's a star.
No, it's not a star. It's a diary note that the father.
And everyone made. Agrees, I think you have the chutzpah. Sorry? It's nothing. Everyone agrees you have the chutzpah. He said, I paid you back. Could have said, yeah. So he's saying I paid back half, whatever it is. I could have. He could have said, yeah.
It's a cotton of the upper door.
No, it might be a different cotton of the upper door.
Oh, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking.
Machlekes. The Machlekes Ashen Tefes. Wait a minute. Ihach, if so.
Doesn't recall.
Most people can't find
it.
Doesn't recall.
Yochev is a tainus atzma. So why does Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov say that if he came forward on his own, he should have to swear? According to you, you're saying if he came forward on his own, he doesn't have to swear. Even Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. This is talking about if a child came and demanded it. So why is it called tainus atzma? Tainus achedim he. Says what he right. Tainus achedim. Somebody came forward and demanded the money for his father, but v'hoidos atzma. He admitted it. Every time you have a million mixes, one guy demands, another guy admits. So what's going on here? So it sounds like clearly that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov does argue. So what's going on? And for the Gemara, I'll tell you the machlekes. But you know, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Chachamim, we're calling it Tainus Atzmai, and yet Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, and everyone agrees with me good. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that in this case over here, since the Tainus, since the child's asking for the money, you no longer have a migui. And the Chum say, you do have a migui. What's going on? What's the machlek? Because they're arguing in the whole idea of Moed and Mixer from Rabbah. What did Rabbah say? Yalachim, the Rabbah can begin to see. We'll learn. Rabbah said, I'm going to tell you the Moed and Mixer. Why should you just wear Lachaydi? You have a migui. The migui is you could have denied the whole thing. So if I'm Moed, the part of it, believe me. Says Yimara, no, it's not so simple. Really, Chazok. So the Gemara's conclusion is going to be, we're talking about a cotton is asking for the money. And that's why Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov calls it a tainus atzma, because the cotton doesn't count. So if a cotton asks for the money, so l'cheide, so why does he have to swear? It's called a das atzma. You don't have to swear. Because according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, you no longer have the migui, oh, he could have denied the whole thing. You don't have the chutzpah, look at the guy's son, and say, your father was never nice to me, never lent me money. Or not. And the Chacham say he do have the chutzpah. So what's going on here? The whole reason why the mix is that a person has the chutzpah because Chazaka ain't other made by one of my chayv. You don't have the chutzpah. Abe, if you don't have the chutzpah, so lechayda, so how can even then I have? So let's believe you don't have because you don't have the chutzpah. Must be you telling the truth. No, really, I begul the boy lichvare. If you had a breda, you would deny the whole thing. The hide lekavala. You know why you deny the whole thing? Should ain't other made pun of. You don't have the chutzpah to lie the whole thing. You don't have the chutzpah to deny the whole thing. You know the chutzpah. That's why the made mixes. That's the whole logic. Why made mixes? We are shocked. We're worried. Maybe I ubechul by the lele. Really should have made the whole thing. So now the other question is, if he should have been made the whole thing, so you're telling me he's a liar? He's a ganav. If he wants to only pay half. No, so migu the choshen amamoyna choshen ameshuva. That's how Rashi should do. Tastes argue, but that's Rashi should do. So the chayda. So why? How can you trust him at all with the shuva? So he must say, no, he's not a ganef. V'haydele oydele. Not because he's a ganef. Ki heiche the lishtamidle. He thinks right now I only have $50 out of the 100. So I'll say I only have 50. And yeah, in shiyase, but I'll have kiyarchi, but I'll have more money. I'll pay him then. You never exactly stole. Lishtamute. He's just delaying it. V'savad ad havli zuzi peran. I'll pay him then. I don't want people walking around saying the guy doesn't pay his debts. I'd rather people think that I paid my whole debt. And when a few years now I have money, I'll give him quite the rest.
Well, so, and he wouldn't want to say, look, I would pay half, but I
no, because then you have to take my assets. You take my assets. No,
he doesn't want to be made with the rabbin that he's out of money.
Now, also, that will take my assets, because if I don't pay, then I'm made, what's to talk about? Rachman says, Rami Shvualei will throw a shvu on him, not because he's a ganev, because he'll be a forget, because he's an honest person. To swear false, he's not going to. Okay. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. So now, what's the machlekes? Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says, but since the child was, if nobody would have demanded, you'd agree. It's a migui pesha aser because the child demanded. Rabbi Yaakov holds loishna boy, loishna bibnoi. Even by the son, you don't have the chutzpah to deny the whole thing. Why? Machlekes Rashi says, what's the word of migui the hazer? Is it because your father? Why don't have a chutzpah to deny the whole thing? Is it because you were nice to me when I needed it? How can the chutzpah turn your look in the face and imagine you never did anything nice to me? We couldn't imagine such a person exists. Or is the Vart, because you know the truth. Because you know the truth, how can I have the chutzpah look you in the eyes and say it didn't happen when you know that it did happen? And I know that you know it happened. And the nafkamina is, Teisa said, Rashi is by Pekodin. Is there a concept of Moedim Mitzvah by Pekodin? Pekodin, I'm doing something nice to you. Not for Kert. You gave me a Pekodin of 100 watches, and I said, no, you only gave me 50. Is there a Moedim Mitzvah I have to swear? If the Vart is, if I'm an honest, if I'm a liar, I could have denied the whole thing. I could have said, you never gave me anything. If the Vart is, you were nice to me, I don't have the chutzpah to deny it. You were nice to me, I was nice to you. So I wouldn't have the chutzpah to lie.
Well,
so it must be
the loan for which
no loan, a pecadin. Yeah, you're doing me, you do me a favor. Yeah, and you're doing me a favor. You're doing me a favor. I was a malvoloni b'shas dochka is a wonderful thing. So you did me a favor. So how do I have the chutzpah? Took look in your eyes and say, hey, you never did me a favor. It takes a lot of chutzpah. But pecadin is the other way around. I'm doing you a favor. The one who
the one's holding it
is doing the baal pecadin a favor. So I have no problems lying. So if I'm saying 50, I must be saying the truth. But if you learn the vart is that because you know the truth and I don't have the chutzpah look in the eyes and say that this is what happened, then pecadin is the same thing. The same argument by son.
Do we work with an assumption that a person has a cheskes kasher? Most people.
Everyone has a cheskes kasher.
Most people are honest, or are we saying most people are liars?
All people are honest. Cheskes kasher. That's the machlekes now. If the vart is that it's, this is how the chareinim will learn. If the vart is that you know the truth, the son doesn't know the truth, the son wasn't there, b'shas ma'isis, I have no problem in looking in the eye and saying, never happened. So I do have a migui by the son, and that's what Chacham say, by the son, there's no din of moedim mixes. I'm a meishav aveda. If I moedim to half that your father, I lent your father, I own him on half the money you're claiming, good enough. But according to Ezra ben Yaakov, because your father did nice thing to me. When you look at the son, you see the father. And you don't have the chutzpah to say to the son that his father gave you the money, and in a way, it's like the son's money. Because if he wouldn't have given the money, the son would have a bigger yerusha. So he's like, he helped out in this favor in a way to look him in the eyes and say, no, don't know your father, never met him. You don't have the kind of chutzpah. So therefore, over here also, you have to swear. That's a machlekes. It must be a nice guy. Says the Mishnah, Ha'edim she'amru, Edim come forward and say, Ksav Yodeinu, who say, yes, every shtar ma'atayda is Edim k'mishan nechkiladus v'bezim dami, and the shtar is good. The Rabbanon say that you have to check the shtar before you can use it. So if the Edim come forward and say, yes, this is us, or if you can check it based on other signatures and you compare the signatures. So what happens? Edim come forward and say, yes, Ksav Yodeinu, who's there. So they're Mekayim the shtar, the Rabbanon, they say the shtar is valid, you can use it now. But avlanusim hayinu, we had no breda, we were coerced into it, and therefore it's not a valid shtar. Or ketanim hayinu, we were under bar mitzvah, so it's not a valid shtar. So this it's like pesha asa pesha hitir here. Continuation before, they're the ones that said it's a good shtar, but the rabbi is saying it's not a good shtar because we were pasul edus. Or psuli edus hayinu, were pasul edus. Hari elu nem money, they're all believed. However, the same distinction we made in the first Mishnah, v'im yesh edim shuksav yodim, we don't need their testimony to say that it's a verified shtar. We, without them, we can tell. And then they come forward and said, but we were a nusim, we don't believe them. Either we're relatives, or we were doing an aveda, like anavim, gamblers, which we learned in the Mishnah of Sanhedrin Chavei, the apostle.
We had a
kvius
and a crown
quibble. Yeah. Had a elam money, why they believe, nobody knew the signature. LLPM through them. Pesha osa pesha hita. You believe me, you believe him. We have another star with their signatures that was verified. There's a stempel from the Bezin. We have a copy of that star with this. We can tell that it's the same signatures. No longer Pesha Asa, because we knew without you. You can't come now and pass on the star. Loishana, when is this talking about? Elisha Amru, they said, when do we believe them? Well, right now we're learning the Pshat and Rabbi Chama is the safer. When do we say we don't believe them if they're hurting themselves? They come along and say, Anusim Ayinu Machal Mamun. We were paid to make up this phony shtar. Okay, so they're incriminating themselves. We don't believe them, you don't have a migui. But they're saying, look, we had no bread. There was a gun in the face of the temple. And we had no bread to sign. They're not making themselves a shoyim. Then even though they don't have a migui, they're eidim. How do you remember the ability to say that? It's not a kosher shtar. Rashi lo yishon adim ksav yodin yoytzim ok mach einem monim elosh amra nuzum yimachan moment alav kol kimino shav nafshish and I believe to make themselves a shoyim. The ages peem with their ages believe so lasa potter to pass the potter the other kodavay to last the person is about to himself. Sorry? And pass the star, why not? The Adam Karev Eitzel Atzma, a person I believed about himself. Why is he believing himself? Because he's related to himself. Not only because you don't want to incriminate yourself, even if it's for because you're a relative, you're a gay bedover. The din in the fascists. Ube psuli eides lehaase roshi menge roshi apostle apiv and apostle. The elu poistim atzvam. They pass them on chasam lushekiv. They say for a few dollars we sign false. They incriminate themselves. Bishvil einus mamon. The reisha taimo. So why do we believe in the reisha? In the reisha when they said the same thing, they said that we were apostle because we're a gelov and so on. Shema pesha as the pesha yitzer.
And you say mammon means they were bribed, or anasim mammon means they were forced into a duty
because they're going to have some monetary loss as a result of not signing.
That's called whatever. It can be anything. Rashi says Russia. By calling them a Russia. In fact, Ran asks over here Rashi. So according to Rashi, comes out. According to Rashi, comes out that the Reisha, Rashi clearly, the Reisha of the Mishnah, when they had Pesha Aspashiyatid, even though what they're saying is that we were Anusim Machal Mama, you believe them. So they're Rashi, the Pasha that Tosha is Rashi 8. The moment they say they're Rashi, you can't believe them anymore. So we can't believe what they're saying now. We believe what they said before, but you can't believe what they're saying now. So how can Rashi say that Pesha Aspashiyatid, the making themselves Rashi works? So therefore, he says that they're not making themselves Rashi, whatever. But let's get here. He threatened to kill us, but Adam Chazigun, and he's very strong. Rabbi says, I don't understand. If they come along and they say that we were, let's say, threatened to be killed, we believe them. What are they doing? They're changing the star. Till now, the star was kosher. And Kamisha Nechkele Lusav Bezen, Omer Shlokish. Comes along now, the Edim, and say, the star is not kosher. That's the rule. If Edim come to court and testify, and 10 minutes later they come in and say, we change our mind, you can't. Because they have a rule. Once you testify, it's fa'faun. So how can they come now and alter their Edis? Oh, Malay Rabbi, I don't understand. Eve, Ko, Kamini, would they be believed? You're telling me that if they come, no migui, they come and there's no migui, they come and they change their edis, if it's machma, the first you believe them. Ko, Kamini, they believe. Kivan, you can't change your mind. The Chitim, if you can tell me, Hani, Mili, Alpeh, when do we say you cannot change your mind if it's all Alpeh? For example, I go into the Bezna and testify, and then 10 minutes later, I come in and try to say again. But the first aides here they said nothing. It was a recorded star and they signed. So maybe that's not considered Kivin Shehigid. So when they come in right now and they say, look, our signature before was no good, they're not changing their aides. They never said aides in the first place. It's not so. Muhammad Ishlaki said, Adim hachasumim ala shtar, when Adim signed on the shtar, Nasa, we treated Kiva, Kemish, Nechkere, Dusser, Bezin, as if they're standing before us and giving aides. So what are you talking about? If it's a lechede. Yeah. So therefore, in the safe of the Mishnah, when they come along and they change the edus, I don't care if they're saying machmas mammon. I don't care if they're machmas the fashas. We don't accept it because they're changing their edus. We don't accept it. If they have no migli, we don't believe them. Rashi. Only one time you have a chance. That's their relation. That's their story. How can they come along and then change it? If they would have said. No, because when does the Haggadah become Haggadah? When they're Mekayim it. But in the same breath, they say, in the first part. Yeah, so it's one Edis. Yes, we signed it, but we were Anusim. But here, the Edis took place as soon as we compared the Shtaris, the Edis took place. Then you come in and tell them, Isaac, Anusimin and Machan Fashas, you're changing Edis, can't help it. When do we believe in the Reisha Pesha Asa? Only they're saying that they're innocent people. But if they come in, even with a Pesha Asa Pashitir, this version, and they're saying that we are the Shoyim, we don't believe them. My time ain't other Mesim Atzer Asha. A person cannot incriminate himself. Rashi. Lo yishon nabin yina pesha asel dami makhid fadzik and then nasnu do lem mashon ashay to shayim then after shayim we give no lie said bechim we trust them but they did but a korul so the say you have a chance to eat it ain't other meat as a rasha ain't them lives as a chaskosi the korul which last is related with korul puzzle a puzzle ladies ain't them and lepois la yareish of assistant polik sorry fight the gemara Tanabam we learned that Braisa ain't them money in lepois la divir amen that the Edim come along and say, Ksav Yedeinu Anusim, that a mayor says, I don't agree with our Mishnah. I believe they're not believed. Even though they have a Pesha Asa, we don't believe them. We'll see in a minute. The Chacham Aimim Nem Manu, Chacham said, they are believed. Bishlem the Rabbanu, we understand why they believe. Kitamayu, they explain. Pesha Asa, who are Pesha Hita? El Rameir, my time, why would a mayor hold that if they come along, they're the ones who verify the Shtar, and then they say, but we were Pasa, why don't you believe them? For the Pesha Asa. Is Bishlem Psuli Edis Milva, sorry, Psuli Edis. If they come forward with a story and say that we were postulators, I can understand why the mayor says we don't believe them, but the Pesha also, because we don't believe that the Malva would lend the money without checking out which Edim. If he went out of the way to record in the Shtar, which means he doesn't trust the Leiva, you don't think he would have made sure that the Edim were kosher Edim? So you come along and you say, Psuli Edim, we got nothing. We can't believe it. That's what the mayor says, we don't believe him. I can understand that, because Malva Gufi Mi Kara made a Daik Umechtim. I understand that. Even Ketanim Nami, and the same thing to say, if they come along case number two and say, Ketanim Ayinu, we were under the Bar Mitzvah inside, we can understand again why the Rebbe says, I don't believe it, even though Pesha Asa, because the Shlokit, Chazaka, we don't believe that the Malva or anybody would get Edim or under the Bar Mitzvah. It doesn't make sense. Elanusin, but in the third example in the Mishnah was that they were forced into it. And the mayor says, they're not making themselves, they're not painting a bad picture, they're saying we had no choice. And Pesha Asa, nobody knew the Shtar was a valid Shtar. Why doesn't he believe them? My time, what possible reason does he believe them? Rashi, Pesha Hita, we give the machbaz in the Fosha Kamri, and then Asnu, we were forced into it. Le Mashin HaShayr, they're not making a shayim. Le Eidu, the Gamri, in time, with the Labi, just the Mashin HaShayr, they're not making a shayim. El Damri, Krave, Vim, Yavod, Yim, 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 Bishlam absolutely aiders, oiktanim, keeping the maidim and the maidish ashtarkidin if it properly shall voy, I make a em is true. Abla nachnul in your ruin, we weren't suitable, Abla Kimilva per, therefore the law maybe took place, but it's like there's no shtar. If we're talking about a case of mechida, there's nothing happened. Let me have it. I don't believe you. Why? I don't believe any malva would throw away his money as they without doing his checks. It must be made a daisy, make sure the kosher. Ella, this is my time. Name my person, but she Ella can ask the big God. Shlokhi said that nobody would use Kitanim. Call Masa Ashtar Big Dailim only with adult. Halakher, Vamecha, Vigab Eden, Namamin, Chazoka, and Alakher, Machtim, Kitanim. Why would he use Kitanim? Say, you want to write it. Omar Chiza. This Chiza is an unbelievable thing. Like, Sovereign Yard made holds. Eidim Sha'omru Lehem Chis Musheke. When they said Anusim Ayinu, they're making themselves a shoyim. How? They said the guy pointed a gun at us. And he said, if you don't sign this star, we're going to shoot you. And we learned, what should they do? The mayor says, they're a shayim. Why? Look what he says here. Because if Sha'omru lehem chismu sheke v'al tahargu, if you want to sign, we'll kill you. Yehargu v'ayachasmu sheke. Hear that? That's how truthful you should be. You should never sign false. And if they're going to kill you, die for it.
That's what
all his questions are going to be. But the Rav Chizda learned. It's amazing. Look at this. We have a chance to Shabbos. Let's finish here. Rashi. Yehorge the Chaz v'Kakeh. Hicha therefore. Ki amri nami anusim hayinu machmas the fashas. When they get up and say, we were forced into, we have no breda. Mashru na shayim reshayim. They make this a Rashi because you didn't die. You should have been meis nefesh, not to lie. Unbelievable. This is strong stuff. Yeah. I don't think so.